Please tell us your name and age.
Jean Costa, 79.
Okay. Where did you grow up? Was it in a farm area or a city?
A farm area.
Farm area. In Bailey or?
Bailey.
Bailey. Did you have a large or a small family? Did you live with any extended family members like your grandmother?
We had a small family.
Okay. How many siblings did you have?
How many what?
Siblings.
There was four of us and then mother and daddy.
Okay. What do you remember about being sick or having a family member being sick?
Okay. Like when we got a cold or something, our mother would rub Vicks vapor rub on your chest, and then she'd take her finger and stick it in the jar, get out a lump of Vaseline, Vicks vapor rub, put it in your mouth, and you'd have to let it dissolve in your mouth to get rid of the cold.
Where did you receive any medical treatment? Was there other family members? Was this the same as other family members?
Same.
Okay. Did you go to a doctor locally?
No, but if we did, it would be Dr. Freeman.
Okay.
Here in Bailey.
What do you remember about this doctor? Was he nice? Did he know his stuff?
Yes.
Was he professional?
Yes, he was a doctor.
Okay.
Medical doctor.
What medicines do you remember being in the house like?
Methylae for cuts, Vaseline for bruises, castor oil for upset stomach or something like that. Let me see. Trying to think if there's something else.
Any aspirin in the house?
Yeah, we had aspirin. I think that's all. Can't think of anything else right this minute.
Okay. Do you remember any remedies that's not medicine, like honey or sugar?
Well, yeah, honey for sore throat and sugar. Mm-hmm. They used to give us a spoonful of sugar to dissolve in your mouth for sore throat. Let's see, what else? Let's see if I got anything else on here.
It's question number 8. If you want to look at your paper, have you written anything
down? Yeah, another thing, when you got a sore throat, mother would have you to mix water and salt, warm water and salt together, mm-hmm. and gargle your throat with warm salt water.
Did you have any illnesses where there's vaccines now for them?
Well, yeah, like chicken pox, mm-hmm. and measles and stuff. Now they have shots for those, and I had those.
You had chicken pox and measles?
Yeah, when I was small.
Did your mom or dad do anything, like home remedies for chicken pox or measles?
I don't know of anything.
Okay.
But if you had the earache, they never did it to me, but they talked about putting 2 or 3 spoonfuls of pee in your ear, drops of pee in your ear, mm-hmm. for your earache, and then sweet oil in your ear for or either a warm cloth on your ear that was hurting. And another thing that they did was if you had a bee sting or wasp sting or something, they put snuff on it.
Mm-hmm.
To kill the sting or something, I think. And for burns, they put butter on your hands. Let's see. And I remember putting Vaseline on you for, like, if you got sunburn or something, mm-hmm. they put Vaseline on you for that, too.
Okay. Anything else?
Let me see if I got anything else wrote down here. Salt, honey. Yeah. I know castor oil, I told you that. Mm-hmm. Sugar, pea, sweet oil, warm cloth, Vaseline, butter, the shots. Well, they have shots for arthritis now, too.
Mm-hmm. So what medical advancement or medical technology discovery has the greatest impact on you today?
Well, the shots for arthritis, because I get them every so often, those cortisone shots, because I have arthritis, and they help me a lot. We're used to, they didn't have those shots, as I know of.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you would like to add from your childhood?
No, not as I know of.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.